Would you just say, we'll be glad to see you?
Yes, just come over any time.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Have you ever heard anybody say, well, we sure would be proud to see you or proud to have you?
Mm-hmm.
That mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you're talking to a child who's misbehaving, you might say, well, if you do that again, I'm going to have to...
Rip you.
What about if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house all the time and, you know, the neighbors think that he must be interested in her, getting serious about her, you say he's doing what? Just keeps going to see this girl pretty often, you say he's doing what?
Well, I don't know hardly what to put that in.
Would you say he's courting her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went through my oldest boy. He was about 15 or 16 years old. Got tied up with a bad gal. And I heard about it. I sat down at the table and opened up life to her.
Mm-hmm. And talking about a boy and a girl like that, what do they call him? You'd say he's her what?
Boyfriend.
And she's his
girlfriend.
And if the boy comes home and he's got lipstick on his collar, his little brother said, you've been...
I went through all that with my oldest boy. But it hope, the talk that I gave him, it hope and he cut loose from him. Because back that, you know, way back, you may not know, but I do they call it VD now.
Oh, yeah.
It was loose in this country.
It's
bad amongst the youngsters and mid-ladies, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's afraid you'd get a hold of that.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you ain't got no daddy to tell you. I got to tell you what he would have told you if he was living.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that everybody said that girl just has anybody that come in there.
Yeah.
I said, and it's dangerous for you to keep on fooling with her.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have sense enough to know, and somebody had to tell him, so I told him. He let her alone.
Yeah. Or if he's just got lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, well, you just been kissing, haven't you?
I don't know about that, but I know I stopped him from that bad gal. If they say she let go of anything, she could get a nickel out of him.
Yeah. What about if this boy asks a girl to marry him and she doesn't want it? What would you say that she did to him?
Well, tell him he's better off.
Or maybe you'd say she turned him down or something like that. But if she didn't turn him down, you might say they went ahead and got
in trouble.
Well,
in nothing but trouble.
Would you ever say, well, maybe they just got married?
They done knocked that from my way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Youngsters now, they don't go by our rules, I mean, the way we was brought. And ain't no way we can carry them back there, but we can do some good by telling them how to act and what to do.
Okay, well, when a couple gets married in a ceremony in a church, you know.
Yeah.
What do you call the man who stands up with the groom? He's the what?
Best man.
And what about the woman who stands up with the bride?